is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Kenyans voted today in the country's second presidential election, although turnout appears lower than it was thought for the August 8th poll, and violent protests have erupted in some opposition strongholds. Security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. The Kenyan Supreme Court ordered a rerun of the first poll, citing irregularities it blamed on the country's electoral commission. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has the story.
Jacob Maina cast his vote in Dagoretti, an area of Nairobi that is considered a ruling party stronghold.
The people didn't show up like last time.
A poll worker in Nairobi's Mathare slum said that out of 656 registered voters at that location, only about 50 people came to vote between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thursday. She said that during the August election, more than 200 voters cast ballots during the same period. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to delay the vote and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, the winner of the first election, which the Supreme Court nullified, said Thursday that 90% of the country is calm, is peaceful, and is voting. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. defense officials briefed the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday about the Islamic State ambush attack in Niger earlier this month. That attack killed four American soldiers. Defense Department officials are in the midst of an investigation of that attack that occurred near the Niger-Mali border and took the lives of the four servicemen, all Special Forces troops. President Donald Trump said he did not specifically authorize the Niger mission. In Washington, this is VOA.